Hi, listeners. I'm Brendan Haley, the creator, writer, director, and your master of ceremonies for It Listens from the Radio. I'm so thrilled to be able to bring you all another season of Thrills and Chills, and it's entirely made possible by the generous tips and contributions that you all provide. So, if there's a particular voice you enjoy, or you're just supporting a friend, we accept tips via Venmo and PayPal handles, which you can find in our episode descriptions. Love It Listens from the Radio? And be honest, you do, cause duh. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and anywhere else that specters dwell at Lonely Specter Productions. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy.
Spoil the party.
Alice?
Oh, Beatrice. My goodness, you frightened me, sneaking in on those quiet little cat feet.
Am I early?
You're the first one to arrive, but there's no shame in being an eager beaver. Oh, that jello mold is just darling.
Thank you. It's, chicken jello salad. I made it this morning.
Scrumptious. Oh, that must be the others. Be a dear and pop that in the frigidaire for me. Back in a jiff.
Of course, I had to run to the store to pick up the cream of mushroom soup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing in line, and who do I see but Betty Lou Martin, bold as anything, batting her eyes at the bag boy.
Ladies, welcome.
I adore your lipstick. What shade is that? I'd be afraid a red like that would make me look cheap. But you're so elegant.
I'd hope by now you would recognize my signature color, Doris. It's red hot red, of course.
Oh, Alice! I've brought you one of my famous peach cobblers. Where can I set it down?
Oh, aren't you just a doll? I'll take this into the kitchen.
Alice? Doris? Evelyn?
Oh, it seems Beatrice is waiting for us.
Poor little lamb.
If you'll follow me into the parlor, I have some drinks and nibbles all set out.
Is it just the four of us tonight?
I'm afraid everyone else called to cancel on account of the storm. They weren't as brave as you three, or as dedicated to the fine products of the Tupperware Corporation.
What a lovely spread. You shouldn't have gone to so much trouble.
Oh, no trouble at all. It's just a few dozen deviled eggs, the platter of pigs in a blanket there, some homemade sweet tea and a cheese souffle. And we have your divine cobbler later for something sweet.
Shall I get my jello salad?
Oh, please, sit down. Relax. My darling Atticus has given us ladies free reign of the house for the evening. He's out with a bunch of his military fellows on official business. So we can have our little party. It'll just be us girls tonight. Isn't that grand?
No men in the house. But what if something should happen?
I agree with B. Suppose something dangerous.
If anything gives us trouble, my Rupert is just down the street ready to saddle up and rescue us from peril.
See? It'll all be just dandy. Before we get into the Tupperware and I walk you lucky ladies through the fall collection, I've whipped up a batch of pink lady cocktails.
Oh, the color is just divine.
I don't really drink.
Nonsense. It's a party.
Speaking of drinking, did you hear what happened to poor Marilyn?
Uh-uh.
The dear thing had a few too many glasses of champagne at her husband's company party and made quite a mess of the boss's shoes.
Oh, Alice, I could really use some new bowls for my kitchen.
Oh, Bea, you're a marvel. Let me show you the new products we've just gotten in.
It's only the four of us. Couldn't we have a regular party?
It's a Tupperware party, silly Millie. And I'm very close to achieving my next sales goal. If I do well enough next month, I could get a pretty pink Chevrolet.
I didn't know you could drive.
Oh, I can't. But it would look just gorgeous in the driveway.
What was that special prize they sent you? You mentioned on the phone earlier.
Well, it was going to be a surprise for later, but since that bird has flown the coop... Here it is.
What is it?
They sent me a special prize for beating my sales record last month, just in time for Halloween. You fold the edges one at a time, flip it over, and... pretty as a picture.
Heavens, it's a spirit board.
Well, not just any spirit board. An official, limited edition, Tupperware brand spirit board.
What does it do?
I've heard of these. It helps you speak to spirits.
You just pop this nifty little piece out here and place it on the board. It's called a planchette. How wonderfully European. You see those letters? If we can connect with a spirit, it will move to different letters and spell out words. Or answer questions with the yes or no in the top two corners here. And it keeps all that ghoulish candy from melting in the pockets here. Isn't that positively groovy?
It's really quite simple.
And frightening.
Don't shake too hard, Bea. You'll spill your drink.
I've never heard anything so exciting. And I once saw the world's largest ball of twine, so I know a thing or two about excitement.
Shall we take it for a spin?
We've scarcely gotten through to the first set of bowls. I have so many more items.
Oh, come now, Alice. Do you want to sell bowls, or do you want to hear voices from beyond the grave?
Very well. Give me a moment to set the proper atmosphere. If we summon a spirit, we do it with flair. Oh, be careful of the candles. I vacuumed the carpet this morning, and I'd hate to make a mess. Everyone, place your hands here, on the planchette. Don't move it yourselves now. Let it move on its own.
Are we quite safe doing this?
Come now, Bea. Live a little.
Ahem. Thank you, esteemed company founder Earl Tupper, for this gift. We contact the spirit realm in your name. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak with us?
It's only the storm.
Oh, it's moving! Is that you, Doris?
No, it isn't. I feel it too.
It's as though my fingers are being pulled with it.
H-E-L-L... O. L. A. D. I. E. S. Oh, it said hello, ladies.
It had better not get fresh, whatever it is.
Well, that was an adventure. Now we should get back to the bowls.
Oh, don't be such a stick in the mud. Do you have a message for us?
Oh, yes. It says yes.
Yes, we can see that.
Oh, I don't feel well.
C. H. A. R-L-I-E.
Charlie.
Who on earth is Charlie?
My husband's brother.
Goodness, it's gotten faster, hasn't it? I-K-N-O-W. Know what?
I'd like to stop playing now, please.
Go into the kitchen then, if you're so frightened.
Oh, I can't. My fingers won't come off, they're stuck.
Mine are too. Alice, what's the matter with this thing?
Nothing is the matter with it.
I can't stop it! I can't stop it! T-E-L-L-T-H-E-M! Tell them what?
What, it won't let us go until someone tells?
Say something! Anyone!
I'm having an affair!
With...
Charlie, yes.
And here I thought you were an absolute bore.
Doris!
It's moving again already?
E-V... E, no, please stop. Not me.
F. R. F-R-A-U-D. Fraud. It calls you a fraud?
There's no need to be rude.
C-O-N-F-E-S-S. Confess?
I haven't the faintest idea. Fine. I stole the cobbler recipe. Is that what you want to hear? It isn't my famous peach cobbler, it's my cousin Marcia's famous peach cobbler.
Evelyn, how could you?
Please, I just want to go home.
Y-O-U-C-A-N-T. You can't. Oh dear, I think I see where this is going. If I confess my secret, will you let us leave?
Yes. It says yes.
Well, go on then. Out with it.
Poison. It's poison. I've been putting tiny bits of rat poison in Gerald's food. He thinks I'm just a dreadful cook, but really I just don't like him golfing so much. Oh, don't you all look at me like that. It's an act of love, if you think about it. I'd never use enough to kill him. What would I do without a husband?
Well, you could be independent.
Well, what do you say we end this little nightmare and I show you all the new pie wedge? It keeps your individual slices of pie perfectly preserved and fresh, so you can enjoy them for much longer.
I would like that. I'm still stuck?
Me too.
You said that we could leave. That we were through.
I lied. But that isn't fair.
What do you want?
Why?
Oh, you.
What could you want with me? I'm just a simple wife and a Tupperware sales representative.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You're also the president of the Housewife Society.
We need to end the conversation. Send the spirit away.
How?
Oh, this was in the instruction packet. Spirit, thank you for visiting us, but we do not wish to speak with you anymore tonight. Please vacate the residence promptly. Goodbye. Ceiling? It's oozing.
Something black.
Oh, it's horrid.
Oh, and that smell. Like something dead and rotting in the dark.
I can feel eyes on me. Something is looking at me, staring right through my skin.
Excuse me. I am the keeper of this house. I am the housewife, and you are not welcome here. My Tupperware board! That piece was a limited edition, you undead brute!
Hello, Mrs. Turnover.
You beast! What have you done to them?
Don't concern yourself with that. Let's just say they're getting some beauty sleep. They'll wake up once we've decided what to do with them.
We? I have nothing to do with you, you shadow man.
I'm no mere shadow. Poor man, we both know that. You drew me here, whether you knew it or not.
What do you mean?
I know the thoughts of every mortal. I'm drawn to those that show a certain promise, a drive to succeed. I know what you want.
Oh, do you now?
You want more. You've never been able to put a name to it, not quite get the words past your lips. But you know that there is something missing from your life. You thought you found it when you started throwing your parties, making your sales. But then the sales dried up, didn't they?
No one in this town appreciates quality plastic kitchenware anymore.
But I could make them appreciate it, Alice. take the people of this town and throw them into such a Tupperware frenzy, they'll plunge their families into bankruptcy just to lie in your pockets. They won't think of anything but Tupperware and buying it from you ever again.
My, that would certainly be wonderful. Could you honestly do that?
You were there with your hands on that same spirit board as your friends. You saw how I knew their every secret thought. If I can infiltrate a mind, don't you think I can change what's in it?
I could even be the head of Tupperware someday. Is that quite foolish? A woman as the head of a company?
Not at all. We can make it possible together. I can shift their thoughts around, fill their heads with whatever you desire, place this little world in the palm of your impeccably manicured hand. If a bargain is made, of course, everything comes with a price.
I'm a red-blooded American capitalist demon. I know nothing in this world is free.
I'll just need some of that red American blood of yours on this contract. Sign your name, and the deal is complete. Your soul, and the free will of your friends and neighbors, in exchange for all the wealth, power, and status you could imagine.
Oh, signing in blood seems dreadfully gauche. Not to mention a possible stain on my lovely floor. You've already ruined my ceiling, you see. Would you accept lipstick? Red Hot Red, my signature shade.
I don't see why not. As long as you sign away your soul to me, I'm not picky.
Just peachy. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. Would you like a deviled egg?
Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, just one couldn't hurt.
Who's there? What? I'll disassemble your molecular stems, peasant! It's just you, listeners. I thought you might be one of those macabre madams from the seance. Sounds like a real bone rattler out there. Come on, where's that damn Roswell file? Hoarders, am I right?
I believe you're looking for this file.
Aw, gee. Thanks, D-Man. I gotta just say, I am such a fan of your work.
Oh, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
I'll be sure to employ your grade-A services as soon as I open portals to my dark dimension for the end of days.
I look forward to it. Same speed, tentacled friend.
At last! Commander Turnover's Roswell file. Now we can find out where my dear Orbsy is. No. Burnt remains, a fun time, but no. Area 57, no. Spike in local tourism, ugh, vomit. Aha! A bizarre metallic orb was confiscated off local radio DJ and reporter Diana Zane following her breach of restricted zone 2727. Wait a minute, that's where my ship crashed all those years back. And who is this Diana Zane character? How did she get her grubby orb hands on my orb? Gasp! The file says Turnover's men released Diana Zane and my orb after the orb had been deemed non-threatening by top men? Well, yeah, of course it's not threatening. You don't have ancient tentacles to unlock its power, doofuses. Listeners, we've got a heading and a no-good thief to visit.
It Listens from the Radio is a Lonely Spectre production. Episode 8, Talking Boards and Tupperware, was written by Addison Peacock and directed by Brendan Haley. Our cast includes Brendan Haley as the radio entity, Elisa Wagner as Alice, Mary Regalado as Beatrice, Addison Peacock as Doris, Jennifer Losey as Evelyn, and Gregory Blair as the demon. A very special thanks to co-producer and mixer Drew Phillips and Matt Riley for our original theme. You can send tips to your favorite voice using the handles in the episode description and follow Lonely Spectre Productions on social media. All hail the radio, your tentacled overlord.
This is from the radio.